Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Royal Trendenbombs, courtesy of Lumberjack with a Q.
Ah, like Lumberjack?
Lumberjack.
Just J-A-Q. Just J-A-Q. All right.
Lumber J-A-Q. I know Jacques. I know the word Jacques.
I know a Jack. I mean, that's a homegirl, Jacqueline.
Yeah,
but that's why. That's other J-A-Q. Oh, you know Jacqueline?
I know Jacqueline.
Okay.
So shout out to you. Shout out to super producer Brian, who, when we asked, do you remember, have we done this short show title, muttered, none of this matters, under his breath.
True. Which, and that's our daily dose of realism and nihilism. We love it.
I am Jack. That is Miles.
And I will have the lingonberry pancake.
And nothing matters. We believe in nothing.
We believe in nothing.
So, Miles, USA Today, QRS magazine, in fact. I'm not going to give USA Today credit for this. They're just reprinting the great reporting done in QRS magazine.
You know what's so funny, Jack? You were asking what's QRS magazine? The fucking paper of record, USA Today, had a fucking typo. It's QSR magazine for quick service restaurant.
They said they had the typo throughout. And I was like, that's so weird that it's QRS magazine, because QSR is a known thing. That's quick service restaurant. Like,
right.
An industry term. And USA Today, unaware. Saving
it's
money
okay.
on the copy editing.
It all happens. It happens to the worst of us.
That's right. Anyways, they have a report on what is the fastest fast food chain's drive through waits.
Like, who's getting you in and out?
Who's getting you in and out the drive-through? And you'll never guess who's number one, baby, with a bullet. One of our faves.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Taco Bell. Oh, who'd have thought? I mean, man, the people at my local, this shit is coming out.
Yeah.
Even when I do the custom shit.
Yeah.
Is there... Like, how far behind are the others?
There, so 278.84 seconds. Like, the specificity is great. That's what they averaged. They went through loads of drive-throughs. 125 orders completed during breakfast hours. 529 during lunch. 174 during the afternoon. 600 during dinner. And yeah, so they went in. It was from June of last year to June to July of this year. And yeah, they so 278.84 seconds to, in second place, Carl's Jr., 303.74 seconds. KFC also at 303 seconds, just right there. And then coming in last, what one does not surprise me, but the second to last does surprise me. So all the way back at 436 seconds
is Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
They're always at the bottom.
Of course. They're always at the bottom. List. I feel like they're doing it willfully. Like they like having a little line there to show you the...
Even though they have like so many people out like preempting you with the fucking order iPad and shit.
Yeah. They take their sweet ass time. McDonald's is second to last. 413 seconds.
Yeah,
that surprises me. I've had...
Do better.
I feel like I've had quick... Maybe I order like kind of very standard menu items for McDonald's.
No,
maybe
you don't, Jack. You ask for so many Filet-O-Fish sandwiches or like the breakfast burrito I've ordered with you. You're always ordering the stuff they don't have ready. Have you had those? Like, no. Since you were a kid?
No.
Have you ever had
like
it?
The little breakfast taquitos? I think that's the thing I had there.
Whatever. It's like in a pitiful breakfast like fajita? Flour tortilla.
Nah,
whatever.
Never. Why would you get that at McDonald's unless they were out of every other breakfast sandwich?
I think I did it to hurt myself and remind me that there are better things out there than that. But yeah. Taco Bell is fucking killing it.
Yeah, like way out front.
Well, good to know we're on the right side of that one, Jack.
25 seconds out in front of the second place and like a significant, like, you know, almost 200 seconds in front of Chick-fil-A. Like that's a, you know,
when you're eating
at Taco Bell every day, like we are, that's
oh, hell yeah.
A lifetime, man.
That adds up. And imagine if I was doing that in one of these other places, I might not ever be able to see my son grow up.
That's right. It's also, it probably like says something bad about like being able to get food out that quickly, that I'm just not,
hey,
I'm
hey,
going
don't,
to choose
not
to think about
versions on the great all knowing bell.
Yeah. I'm not going to think about that at all. All right. Pepper X marks the spot as South Carolina pepper expert scorches his own Guinness Book heat record.
Wow. The guy who made the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah. He's gone.
This guy gone is heavier. A mad scientist.
Isn't he just trying to kill people at this point? Like how's
I
this
don't
okay?
Know. It's also wild that Elon Musk paid him to make this as part
is
of
that
the
real?
Branding. No.
I could totally
pepper
see
X
that.
Is the hottest fucking pepper out there.
Yeah, but this is, you know, just always pushing the furthest edges of technology. I watched an entire episode of a documentary. I think we did. We do like a streaming on a streaming?
Oh,
corner?
It was about like on Netflix, right? That was about like sort of really peculiar things to. Yeah. I remember this.
Peculiar contests, and one of them was like people eating the hottest pepper in the world.
Uh-huh.
And I just like I have bad memories from watching that. My internal, like. You know, whatever those mirror neurons are in me are too strong. And I just like felt like bad. I felt like physically pained watching these people like harm themselves for no real reward.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of just bummed me out.
Look, I was doing stuff on the internet around the time when eating dumb peppers was like a thing you did for clicks.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, shit, I've had like the fourth hottest one, and that was like enough to just like fucking bend me, like just fucking make my stomach cave in. Although I did read up before, I ate a lot of bananas because I was reading from like competitive eaters whenever they do like eating super spicy stuff to protect their stomachs first, they eat a lot of bananas because the potassium helps like make things less fucked up for your for your tum tum,
and because it's like a slimy food that coats your belly.
Yeah. And just to look at the Scoville units on this shit, right? Like fucking a habanero is around 100,000 Scoville units. The one that he did last time, the Carolina Reaper, 1.64 million units.
Right.
Just so you know.
That was plenty, by the way.
Police pepper spray has 1.6 million Scoville units. Fucking bear spray has 2.2 million units. The fucking Pepper X, 2.69 million units. So it's this shit's spicier than bear spray.
Yeah. It was so one person who is the one of five people who have successfully eaten one of these, and I use successfully very loosely.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Ed Curry, who is the hot pepper expert who bred the Carolina Reaper and who made Pepper X, is one of five people who did it. And this is his description of the experience. I was feeling the heat for 3.5 hours. Then the cramps came. Those cramps are horrible. I was laid out flat on a marble wall for approximately an hour in the rain, groaning in pain. It apparently he was laid out flat on a marble wall. So like it gives you Spider-Man powers, which is crazy. Jeez. But I love that this is his work. And this is like a brag. This is him flexing on people.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, it ruined my life. That's how good it is.
That's how impressive my work is. It ruined everything.
And he's a real marketing genius. His company's called Pucker Butt.
Truly genius.
A visionary.
Yeah. The horrifying details from the ground in Gaza continue to come in.
Yeah.
The body count that is being reported of Palestinian children is, you know, far outnumbering estimates from the Hamas attack, but the outrage seems to be, you know, it's just what we've talked about before. It just seems to be like discounting going on of human lives.
Well, and it's also fucked up that we're reduced to what the body count is to be like, okay, are we done now? Like, can that be it? Right. But we aren't. And then we're also just seeing like, again, like the disparity in how it's being reported just continues to be fucking awful. Like you have, you know, some outlets being like, you know, the Israel strikes a hospital like with many dead. And then you have other ones that are just kind of obscuring anything, using passive voice and just wanting you to make it feel like, oh yeah, that place kind of like blew up, I guess.
Right.
Or place like, you know,
crazy over there.
Like local news is like, what, like the headline will be like, Israel denies bombing a hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. Al Jazeera has, you know, says an Israeli airstrike has hit a hospital in Gaza City, but KTLA and like other like US outlets, mainstream outlets are like, Israel denies this. Israel's going to take a beat on this.
Yeah.
But it's
and
just,
I mean, like I now, know. Like CNN now actually has something more than 500. I mean, like, God, I can't even like read these. That again, Joe Biden needs to. This is very important for Joe Biden. He's going to be in Israel tomorrow, and many people are wondering what he is going to do and say. I'd imagine the optics are going to be like, we stand by this country, but that sort of like we'll always stand by Israel kind of rhetoric has given the government there a license to do fucking anything, it feels like. Right. So I'm very curious how he navigates this, because there's no way he doesn't see the amount of protests that are happening right now all over the United States and the world and not think that may factor into what is going to happen in November of 2024. There has to be, but I also wouldn't put it past him to just be like, well, if we just have the media drown out any voices of dissent, then we can manufacture the needed consent to go through with something like this, to support something like this. And maybe it'll just be a fraction of people. But it's like, as people, I think a lot of us feel like we see the way the world has been working for the last century. And we're like, this is actually all fucked up. Like everything we have is built on a pile of bodies where we don't fucking give what's due to working people. Like everything's all over the place. But like the leaders of the, you know, the modern world are still very much caught in like this old century way of looking at things. And you're starting to see like how that friction is manifesting more and more, but it seems like they have no interest in like addressing it in any meaningful way. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I would hope that he would say something to, you know, bare minimum have a ceasefire.
Yes.
Let alone moving on to the next part of like what occupying Gaza looks like in the West Bank. But one horrific step at a time, it seems, while, you know, we just are just a nonstop onslaught of like really, really tragic headlines.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
And we're back.
We're back.
And people are walking into public places wearing like Meta headsets, essentially, which this is different from the Google glasses because they are full on virtual reality headsets.
Yeah.
The thing that they're carrying in is, I don't know, it's like augmented reality where it looks like they're just holding. Inside the augmented reality, like they've imaginatively made it so you're holding an iPad. Like it doesn't, the heads up display is like still on an iPad that you're holding in your hand for some reason. I don't know, man.
Just don't, whatever, you know, get your fucking wallet taken out of your pocket because you're too busy with your fucking goggles on. I thought this was talking about those sunglasses that had the cameras built in, but I didn't know people were talking about full on
VR headsets. Shit.
Yeah.
Just being like, this is the future, guys. Shit. I don't know. Fucking bummer.
it's a fucking bummer.
It is. It truly is. The Apple one, like, I feel like is when we're going to really start seeing it. If they ever get that product off the ground,
because it's got like brand prestige for consumers, you know, and like exactly. I'm not out here with some Meta Quest, I'm out here with my $5,000 or whatever the fuck it costs thing.
Yeah,
it's wild. I mean, again, I'm not gonna lie, I do want to see what it's like to watch a movie on those goggles just to see what that's like. But other than that, I can't, there's no way I could ever wear that in public. Like, a your part of me is like, I remember being a kid and I got these when I was running track in high school, I got these new track spikes that I was so proud of. And I fucking like, I was kind of being flashy with them at a meet. Somebody straight up took fucking jacked that shit when I wasn't
off
looking.
Your feet. Oh,
No. I had them off like after a race and I had I had my back turned and somebody came through and nicked them. And ever since then, I'm like, you know what? You don't really need to be out here flashing shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And then with this, Like Mos Def says, Mr. Fashion, that style never lasts long. The harder you flash, harder you get flashed on.
There it is. All right. Is there a more terrifying sentence in the English language than Kevin Spacey made a surprise appearance?
No.
He just showed up at an Oxford lecture and received a standing ovation.
I saw the headline that was Kevin Spacey received standing ovation at Oxford University on like lecture about cancel culture.
Yeah. So it was writer and free speech advocate Douglas Murray, who was giving a speech all about the evils of cancel culture. And Kevin Spacey came out and did a 5-minute scene from Shakespeare's Timon of Athens. Sadly, zero scenes from Barry Sonnenfeld's Nine Lives, unfortunately, which we talked about recently, as how that career went out, how Barry Sonnenfeld's career ended as a feature filmmaker. But yeah, the lecture, I don't know. This seems to be a thing. We're seeing it also with Gaza, where, you know, the old heads at Ivy League schools are like these damn children,
these kids with their takes.
Or like the Wall Street Journal had that op-ed that was like, don't hire my students because they criticized Israel. And I don't know like all the details of like what the student groups are saying.
But it's interesting to use your power to be like, I'm going to pen an op-ed to blunt the future of these people anyway. Yes. But it's like, who are the people even fucking throwing this? Like, obviously it can't be like a group of upstanding people. If you're like, and here to do a fucking monologue is Kevin Spacey, y'all. Let's give it up.
The lecture was actually in memory of the late philosopher Sir Roger Scutton, who they believe, the organizers of the lecture, is a victim of cancel culture because he was fired from his role as a government housing advisor in 2019 merely for spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
He covered
a lot of ground here, actually. He also claimed that Islamophobia had been invented by the Muslim Brotherhood in order to stop discussion of a major issue. Oof. So he was, you know, he was all, you know, covered a lot of ground. And, you know, these people were just Kevin Spacey and his friends at Oxford were just impressed by his ability to, you know,
it's a shame
because be a piece of shit.
Sir Roger Scruton could have had a heck of a career working for the U.S. government, but
that's right. Anyways, according to the lecture, the play Timon of Athens is about a guy who is generous to all, but when he falls on hard times, everybody deserts him, which doesn't seem like it's exactly the same as Kevin Spacey's situation. Like in that play, Timon is generous and gives away all his money to his friends, and when he's broke, none of them will help him, which I don't know, that feels like slightly different. I can't put my finger on like how it's different from the racist philosopher or from sexual predator Kevin Spacey, but
right
it's just like something different.
I'm glad they found their king, I guess. At Oxford. Well, there's all kinds of cool stuff happening around the world.
That's right. Well, that is gonna do it for us this Tuesday, October 17th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.